Right, I'm here with Chris Marks. You're the sort of press officer for this campaign?
I'm the elected spokesman for the occupation.
Yeah. Okay, so there's presently a student occupation taking place in Staff House, based on the whole campus of Hull Uni. One of the goals has basically been in solidarity with other student unions and institutions. And do you just want to explain why you think it's important to be in solidarity with these other institutions?
I mean, well, it's not just solidarity with other student unions. Obviously, other student unions are in occupations, other student groups. Are building mass demonstrations in London, and obviously the cutback against students is important, and we're all students, and that's why we're here today in Staff House, protesting against the government's cuts to EMA, to the higher education budget, and raising fees to £9,000. The point that we need to make about solidarity with others is the solidarity with other people, other groups of people facing the cuts of the Tory government. Because what we don't want to see is the media making this out to appear like we're students, we're just interested in ourselves. This is just for us. The point is that it's not just a student fight. The fight exists between all levels of society with these cuts. You know, whether you're a public sector worker that's being laid off or having your terms and conditions of your contract slashed, whether you're a firefighter who's having to put up with less and less safety regulations in order to increase productivity and drive down the cost of firefighting in this country, whether you're a teacher that has to cope with more class sizes and less resources for your students, whether you're an unemployed person that has to put up with less and less money coming in from benefits when there isn't any jobs, or are being forced to work through David Cameron's sort of big society scheme. These are all people that we're in solidarity with, because these are all people who are facing the same sort of cuts as us, the same sort of attacks on our livelihoods, and that's why we show solidarity with these people. And that's why, if you look in the occupation, we've had solidarity messages from trade unions, from workers, from community activists, but we also express our solidarity from the occupation to these groups of people as well.
Okay. Now, next question. I mean, as you well know, the votes to increase tuition fees and I think it was either minimum or the average already took place last week. So do you think any further action related to this will have any influence on what the government does?
Well, be under no illusion. Most of us didn't think the vote would pass. It didn't pass. We weren't overwhelmingly surprised. Obviously, we're shocked and appalled by the way the government's treating students and workers. But for us, the reason we occupied now is to say, now the vote has gone through, we need to step up the level of activity, not let it die down for Christmas, because that's going to let the government off the hook, effectively. We're here to show that students are still concerned about this. This is still an issue, just because the vote has gone through. A vote that we don't recognise, by the way, done by a government who's got a very weak mandate at best. The Liberal Democrats that basically bolster this government have been put in power by students on the promise that the Lib Dems will vote against tuition fees. That's an important thing to bear in mind. So we don't say that this vote has any sort of legitimacy in and of itself. So we're still campaigning and fighting against the government's attacks on that basis. But ultimately, we wish to reverse this government decision. And if the government do not reverse that decision, we will keep on fighting, we will keep on growing. This movement has only just begun. We're going to snowball, we're going to solidarity with other workers around the country and locally that are facing the same sort of draconian cuts as we're facing in our lecture theatre.